Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pat's through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the golden age of American song. I'm Michael Lasser. The name of this show is You Hypnotize Me So, but it's not about hypnosis, spells, or magic incantations. The songs themselves are hypnotic and erotic, a lush, throbbing combination of romance and sensuality.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
The mystery, the quality that mystifies, the inability to say what it is beyond the foolish but somehow suggestive word thing. Perhaps it's a question that provides no answer and may need none. Perhaps it's an assertion of a kind of inevitability beyond explanation, yet very much in the here and now. Nobody I know needs an answer to this kind of question or a solution to this kind of mystery. Rosemary Clooney, What Is This Thing Called Love? And Lena Horne, You Do Something to Me.
What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love. Just who can solve its mystery? Why should it make a fool of me? I saw you there one wonderful day. You took my heart and threw it away. That's why I asked the Lord in heaven above, what is this thing called love?
Something to me, something that simply mystifies me. Tell me, why should it be you have the power to hypnotize me? Let me live neath your spell. Do that voodoo that you do so well. Something to me that nobody else can do. Are you do something to me, something that simply mystifies me. Tell me, why should should it be? You have the power to hypnotize me. Let me live neath your spell. Do do that voodoo that you do so well. You do something to me when you do that voodoo. That voodoo that you do. Nobody else can do.
From Cole Porter's 1929 score to Wake Up and Dream, Rosemary Clooney, What Is This Thing Called Love? And from his 1929 score to 50 Million Frenchmen, Lena Horne with Porter's You Do Something to Me. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the golden age of American song. I'm Michael Lasser. These songs trade in such inflated rhetoric, such elevated sentimentality, that they lose believability. They're susceptible to absurdity, and when they step over the line, they easily become subjects of mockery. What keeps such a song connected to reality, to believability, is its eroticism. Words like ecstasy and destiny don't help a lot until you realize what the song is really about. Love, to be sure, but love inseparably intertwined with sex. Barbara Lee sings All Through the Night.
The day is my enemy. The night, my friend, for I'm always so alone till the day draws to an end. But when the sun goes down and the moon comes through, tone of the evening's drone, I'm all alone with you. All through the night so close to me, all through the night, from a height far above, you and your love. Close to you.
From Cole Porter's 1934 score to Anything Goes, Barbara Lee with All Through the Night. The great master of this kind of love song is Cole Porter. Somebody once said that every one of his ballads was about sex. Certainly most of them were. They trade in closeness, often played off against the starlit heavens and a sense of mystery. The universe seems to be empty except for the stars and their lovers and their inexplicable but inescapable passion for one another. Alfred Drake and Patricia Morrison, So in Love, and Thomas Hampson, In the Still of the Night.
Strange dear, but true dear, when I'm close to you.
Still of the night, as I gaze from my window at the moon in its flight, my thoughts all stray to you. In the still of the night, while the world in slumber, for the times without number, darling, when I say times without number, darling, when I say to you, do you love me as I love you? Are you my life to be? My dream come true? Or will this dream of mine fade out of sight like the moon growing dim on the rim of the hill in the
From Cole Porter's 1948 score to Kiss Me, Kate, Patricia Morrison and Alfred Drake, So in Love, and from his 1937 score to Rosalie, Thomas Hampson, Within the Still of the Night. Talk of being close, of enfolding one another, underscores the erotic impulse in these songs. But even when the lovers are apart, and the lover expresses his sense of longing against the pounding beat of a drum, the exotic and erotic mix to create a similar effect. Fred Astaire sings Porter's Night and Day.
Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating you, 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 night and day. You are the one, only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Night and day, day and night, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Night and day, night and day, under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day.
From the 1932 score to The Gay Divorce, Fred Astaire, Night and Day. The next two songs seem to come at different points in a love affair, though even with the passing of time, there's been no diminishing of passion. The focus is singular. For an affair about to begin, a lover sees nothing but her, feels nothing but the urge of temptation. For an affair of some duration, the rest of the world impinges, but even then she has only to think of him to regain her footing and relearn what matters. That kind of song needn't be ripe with passion, but this one is. Bing Crosby, Temptation, and Teddy King, I Concentrate on You.
I
alone. I should have known you were temptation. You smiled, luring me on. My heart was gone. You were temptation. It would be thrilling if you were willing, if it can never be. Pity me, for you were born to be kissed. I can't resist. You are temptation and I am yours. Here is my heart, take it and say we'll never part. I'm just a slave, only a slave. Be kissed. I can't resist. You are temptation and I am yours. Here is my heart. Take it and say we'll never part. I'm just a slave.
And at last I concentrate on you. I concentrate and
from the 1933 movie Going Hollywood, Bing Crosby with Nacho Herb Brown and Arthur Freed's Temptation, and from the 1940 movie Broadway Melody of 1940, Teddy King with Cole Porter's I Concentrate on You. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the golden age of American song. I'm Michael Lasser. When these songs lack the erotic strain but profess undying love in large, swooping abstractions, they flirt with disaster. When they survive, they do it through a compelling melody and a lyric that feels as if it believes in its own assertions. It manages to feel as if somebody is actually talking to somebody else, two lovers alone, even though the language is much more purple than recognizable talk, more formal and elevated than talk. Yet it works. One of the best of them is Burton Lane and Harold Adamson's 1933 standard, Everything I Have Is Yours.
With you, the more I can see, my love is yours alone. You came and captured a heart that was free. Now I've nothing I can call my own. Everything I have is yours, you're part of me. Everything I have is yours, my destiny. I would gladly give the sun to you if the sun were only mine. I would gladly give the earth to you and the stars that shine. Everything that I possess, I offer you. Let my dream of happiness come true. I'd be happy just to spend my life waiting at your beck and call. Everything I have is yours, my life, my
Michael Feinstein, Everything I Have Is Yours. If Porter is the master of these songs, Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz run him a very close second. Dietz's lyrics can be less elevated than Porter's, or even more. The first of these songs feels well grounded in speech without sacrificing intensity or eroticism, while the second is as purple as these songs can be, complete with flaming desires, throbbing guitars, and music that dies with the dawn. Two songs by Schwartz and Dietz, Gene Sargent Alone Together, and Libby Holman, You and the Night and the Music.
Oh, And the night and the music fill me with flaming desire, setting my being completely on fire. You and the night and the music thrill me, but will we?
From Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz's 1932 score To Flying Colors, Gene Sargent, Alone Together, and from the 1934 review Revenge with Music, Libby Holman, You and the Night and the Music. The Petit Moor is never very far from a lot of these songs. Their rise is more intense than most, their fall-off sharper and more sudden. They end with a sense of something having not merely ended but died, but only to return. This song comes as close to capturing the bliss that follows as any I know. Karen Akers, in medley with Isn't It a Pity, sings Cole Porter's Every Time We Say Goodbye.
Why did I wander here and there and yonder, wasting precious time for no reason or rhyme? Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a crime? My journey's ended. Everything is splendid, meeting you today has given me a wonderful idea. It's a funny thing, I look at you, I get a thrill I never knew. Isn't it a pity we never met before?
us a perfect team. And isn't it a pity we never met before? Imagine all the lonely years we've wasted fishing for salmon, losing at backgammon. What joy! Schopenhauer, let's forget the past. Let's both agree that I'm for you and you're for me. And it's such a pity we never. Time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Why the gods above me, who must be in the know, think so little of me, they allow you to go. When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say goodbye.
From Cole Porter's 1944 score to the Seven Lively Arts, Karen Akers, Every Time We Say Goodbye. In a time when public displays of sexuality were restrained, dancing let lovers hold one another close to the rhythms of the music. In its way, a very slow foxtrot was sexier than the twist and everything that followed it. In a dim room defined by an insistent rhythm, you dance. Bing Crosby, Dancing in the Dark, and Tony Martin, Begin the Begin.
Dancing in the dark, till the tune ends, we're dancing in the dark. And it soon ends, we're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone, looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together. Dancing in the dark. What though love is old? What though song is old? Through them we can be young. Hear this heart of mine, make yours part of mine, dear one. Tell me that we're one. We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone. And we can face the music together, dancing in the dark.
When they begin, the begin, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars. Down by the shore, an orchestra's playing. Even the palms seem to be swaying. When they begin, the begin, to live it again is past all endeavor. Except when the tune clutches my heart. Apart. What moments divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. Now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well they mean. So don't let them begin, the begin. Let the love that was once a fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember. When they begin, the begin. Oh yes, let them begin, the begin. Make them play till the stars were there before eternal. Till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. We suddenly know what heaven we're in. When they begin, the begin. When they begin.
From Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz's 1931 score to The Bandwagon, Bing Crosby, Dancing in the Dark, and from Cole Porter's 1935 score to Jubilee, Tony Martin, Begin the Beguine. One of the characteristics of these songs is the intense presence of the other person. Relatively few of them are soliloquies. They call attention not only to the loved one, not only to the emotion the lovers feel, but also to the body. Not only to the look, but also to the clasp and embrace, the touch of skin. And that can lead to something common in love songs of their time, but rare in these songs, the unlikely yet characterizing mix of romance and wit. From Cole Porter's 1955 score to Silk Stockings, Mabel Mercer, All of You.
I like the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you, the pure of you, the eyes, the arms, the mouth of you, the east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me, do, for I love all of you. I'd like to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me, do, for I love all of you.
From Cole Porter's 1955 score to Silk Stockings, Mabel Mercer, All of You. Just how close can a song come to capturing the rapture of sex? This lyric by Johnny Mercer gives us burning lips, icy fingers, and plunging elevators to describe how down and down I go. The song gives us the inseparability of agony and ecstasy as powerfully as any song in all of our popular music. It's not about plumbing. It may or may not be about love. But it gives, no holds barred, what is most hypnotic about making love. Rosemary Clooney, That Old Black Magic.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride. And down I go. Round and round I go. Like a leaf caught in a tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm aflame. Aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. I have waited for. You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go. Round and round I go. In a spin, loving the spin I'm in. Under that old black magic called love.
Mm-hmm.
I have waited for. You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love, called love. Black magic called love.
Rosemary Clooney, that old black magic. In Temptation, Bing Crosby sang, "You were born to be kissed, I can't resist." That's a two-sentence summary of what these songs are about, the irresistible eroticism of romance. Andrew Croucher's the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Hangs around me all day. I'll have to sneak up to it. Someday I'll speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say, Fascinating Rhythm. You got me on the go. Fascinating Rhythm. I'm all quiver. What a mess you're making. The neighbors want to know why I'm all shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun. Start hopping, never stopping. Too fine tonight. No work has been done. But I know that once doesn't matter. But now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off? Decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.